Kunstradio. Radio Kunst.
Guten Abend, das Kunst. Hallo, guten Abend. Das Kunstradio kommt heute live aus dem Studio RP4 im ORF Funkhaus in Wien. Wir haben hier im Studio den italienischen Künstler Roberto Paci d'Allo zu Gast. Und zwar spielt er eine Radioversion seines Projektes Ye Shanghai. Roberto, warm welcome to Vienna and to the studio.
So, hello to everybody. Thank you.
Ye Shanghai befasst sich mit der Geschichte der chinesischen Metropole Shanghai und zwar mit der Zeit zwischen 1933 und 1949. In den 1930er Jahren kamen tausende Jüdinnen und Juden auf der Flucht vor den Nazis nach Shanghai, da hier kein Visum verlangt wurde. Die Zahl sephardischer, russischer und europäischer Juden in Shanghai betrug Anfang der 1940er Jahre etwa 30.000. Es war die größte jüdische Gemeinde im fernen Osten. China war mit Unterbrechungen seit 1931 im Krieg mit Japan und 1937 begann die Besetzung Shanghais durch japanische Truppen. Besetzt wurden alle chinesisch verwalteten Gebiete und im Februar 1943 begann die Ghettoisierung der staatenlosen Flüchtlinge. Das Ghetto war ein Gebiet von 2,5 Quadratkilometern im Bezirk Hongkou. Shanghai blieb bis zur Kapitulation Japans im September 1945 besetzt. Und das Projekt Ye Shanghai ist eine audiovisuelle, mehrteilige Live-Performance, die sich mit diesem Thema und dieser Epoche beschäftigt. Roberto Paci d'Allo hat sie 2012 entwickelt. Roberto, Shanghai is not only the subject of this project, but it's also the origin.
Right, yeah. I was developing the work on site, of course, through 2012. And little by little, I was approaching to the topic, actually, which I discovered as always online, on internet. But then I was talking with my team in Shanghai and went through the city, rediscovering certain parts of the city related to this story.
You are covering the time period between 1933 up until 1949. I briefly sketched the sort of historical circumstances of this time. In 1949, the communists took over. This whole period that you are covering must have been very intense for the city in terms of the societal structure, not only because of the ongoing military conflicts, but also because of the migration and the occupation that was happening and taking place. You have researched in archive for this project, Ye Shanghai. Which material did you and your companions gather?
Well, in terms of sounds and audio, we we found voices from survivors. I mean, people who were living in Shanghai at that time and then moved afterwards. You know, they all moved out, so they didn't stay there, of course. And then we found soundscapes from the time, from the 30s. So real things, people selling things in the street, stuff like that. And then from a visual point of view, through Francesca Girelli, which is the co-producer of the work from Art Hub Asia, she saw something, and then I immediately jumped to London to the BFI, British Film Institute, where I found this incredible archive with images, 8.5 millimeters, 9 millimeters, little films shot by English travelers to Shanghai and China. So this is the core of the visual thing for the project.
Also um kurz zusammenzufassen auf Deutsch, gefunden wurde ein Audiomaterial, sowohl Augenzeugenberichte von Überlebenden als auch Straßenaufnahmen aus der Zeit, die damals gemacht wurden. Und was die visuellen, also was den Bildteil betrifft, sind die Künstler sehr schnell zum British Film Institute gelangt, das Material zur Verfügung gestellt hat. It's also a collaboration with the British Film Institute,
yeah, of course,
and other institutions. So the fact that it's an audiovisual project is quite important. We also have to mention that there is a web stream on kunstradio.at where people can observe this material from the British Film Institute, which is quite rare to see. How do the images and the sound correlate in the previous steps of the project?
Well, I edit the film, the visual. I mean, the images, and I use those images as a kind of backbone for the entire work. It means that all the sounds were then they were produced live in performances, but on the image themselves. So the image is kind of is the main line, basically. And then now we have this 3-4 months project because we've got the live performance and the film, which goes on its own through film festivals, and the installation, like, you know, video and sound. One thing we're doing at the moment, we're transferring this video film we edit to film again on 16mm. So will be people in some space, you know, more equipped locations, venues, they will be able to see the film as a film.
Also grundsätzlich gibt es 3 Formen der Präsentation. Das eine ist die Live-Performance, wo der Film den roten Faden bildet und die Sounds dazu entstehen. Das andere ist der Film selbst, der auch bei Festivals zu sehen ist. Und dann, so wie wir es heute erfahren, eine Radio-Performance, wo der Film nebenher online zu sehen ist auf kunstradio.at. Das ist die Adresse. Roberto, the project is a collaboration between various institutions mm-hmm. and also artists. I will mention them briefly because they are important. Art Hub Asia, you mentioned already, SH Contemporary, it's an art
fair. Which is the major art fair in Asia and Pacific area, so they commissioned the piece.
Then Giardini Pensili.
Which is our group.
The Notch Festival.
Notch Festival is a Shanghai-based festival for music and video. And Messagerie, it's a brand. It's a fashion brand. And, you know, they like to support what we do.
Okay. And then also the British Film Institute that we mentioned.
Oh, of course.
Already.
Yeah, BFI.
Yes. And this live radio performance tonight is the star of a tour of the whole project.
Right.
Ye Shanghai. So where will it be presented in the future afterwards?
So the distribution is, they're working at the moment, but they gave me a few cities. It should be presented through 2013 in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and then Chicago, London, Manchester, again China, Guangzhou, Beijing, Shanghai, and Australia, and Barcelona, yeah. So those are the cities I remember at the moment.
Maybe one last question before we start the live performance. How was the project received in Shanghai itself?
Well, you know, the point is nobody knew about the story, as always. And nobody knows about anything in general, all around the world. And in this case, they didn't know about that, first of all. And secondly, nobody saw those images before. So those images are just unreleased, unknown to everybody. So that's why it was a surprise. So I've seen people in tears, actually. They were quite moved about everything.
Thank you, Roberto.
Thank you.
Roberto Pacidalo wird sich jetzt ins Studio begeben, wo seine Instrumente und Elektronik aufgebaut ist. Zu seiner letzten Antwort noch auf die Frage, wie das Projekt aufgenommen wurde in Shanghai selbst. Es hat Leute zu Tränen gerührt, weil dieses Material teilweise nicht bekannt ist und weil es scheinbar eine Wunde in der Stadtgeschichte auch darstellt, die nicht ausreichend aufgearbeitet ist. Roberto Pacidalo verwendet für die nun folgende Performance neben akustischem Archivmaterial auch ein MIDI-Keyboard und eine Bassklarinette. Abschließend noch einmal der Hinweis auf den Webstream, wo Sie Filmmaterial aus Shanghai, teilweise von westlichen Touristen in den 1930er Jahren aufgenommen, sehen können. Den Stream gibt es auf kunstradio.at. Ye Shanghai wurde ursprünglich 2012 für die Shanghaier Gegenwartskunstmesse SH Contemporary entwickelt. Produziert wurde es von Davide Quadrio in Zusammenarbeit mit Francesca Girelli von Art Hub Asia. Jetzt live im Kunstradio Roberto Pacidalo mit Ye Shanghai.
Probably didn't mention was that we were under Japanese control. We were in a peculiar situation because we came with stateless passports. I don't think the Japanese knew too much about Jews or non-Jews. I have a picture here. Shanghai from 1939 to 1946 when she died. Six or seven, I'm not sure. It's like living in a little stable. Our school didn't need a pass, even though it was outside. Yes, I remember that cake very well, very well. And it was across the street, which was out of the ghetto, so many times somebody would see a child, they'd say, why don't you go across? Because they would never do anything to the children, the Japanese. They were very good about it. Well, the Yiddish theater. And I'm talking about Hong Kong now. And also, I belonged to Betar. So I met, and these were all Russian Jews. Hot summers, hot, hot, terrible summers. Hot summers, hot, hot, terrible summers. Hot summers, hot, hot, terrible summers. Hot summers, hot, hot.
Shanghai. I mean, I don't remember why we chose Shanghai, except that we weren't permitted to go to. I don't remember how we came to Shanghai. I mean, I don't remember why we chose Shanghai, except that we weren't permitted to go to.
So.
Jewish community. They were not working with the Japanese against the Jews. It was just a thing where... I am giving you a child's perspective, and I think it had nothing to me. Our neighbor had a radio. It was the only radio in the house. It's important for me to stay in touch with him. The Paucha were people who enforced the passes, but they were from the Jewish community. But they were not working with the Japanese against the Jews. It was just a thing where...
Thank you.
I'm giving you a child's perspective, and I had none to me. Our neighbor had a radio. It was the only radio in the house.
Thank you.
Im Kunstradio hörten Sie heute Ye Shanghai, eine Radioperformance von Roberto Paci d'Allo, live aus dem ORF-Funkhaus in Wien. Am kommenden Donnerstag, den 17. Jänner, feiern wir den Arts Birthday 2013. Ort ist das Museumszentrum Mistelbach und es gibt die Möglichkeit, live dabei zu sein. Es gibt einen Shuttlebus von Wien und zurück. Abfahrt ist um 19 Uhr bei der Oper. Wir bitten um Anmeldung unter 02572 20719 oder per E-Mail an event@mzmistelbach.at. Alle Informationen zum Arts Birthday finden Sie auf kunstradio.at, wo auch Geschenke an die Kunst in Form von Audio- oder Videofiles hinterlassen werden können. Und live on air ist der Arts Birthday in einem Kunstradio-Spezial zu hören, am Donnerstag von 23.03 Uhr bis 1 Uhr. Mit zahlreichen Performances von Künstlerinnen und Künstlern, darunter Alien Productions, Christoph Canelli, Ricarda Denzer, Elfriede Aufzeichnensysteme, John Duncan und auch Roberto Paci d'Allo. Am Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Anna Socek, Technik Elmar Peinelt und Susanne Wirtic, Webstream Klaus Taschler, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann.